dealing with change, a critical quality to master. And again, the whole purpose of this call today isn't, you know, I'm targeting the fact that we just went through a tough time last week with Terry's announcement. She gave handed her resignation last Monday, and this Friday is going to be her last day. So she's giving Manatech 2 weeks, and she's going to be out and about. Now, a lot of people know that, you know, Terry is of the age that she could have retired, you know, 5 years ago. But she just, this is her timing, her choice. No one, she surprised all of us. I had no clue. You know, it doesn't surprise me that she is retiring. It's just I didn't know timing-wise. And I've talked to her, and she's sweet as can be. I've sent private messages to her because we were pretty close, pretty darn close, yeah. And I'll get to see her for lunch next week after she's gone, or I should say the week after when I get back from New York. We'll be planning a lunchtime together. So just precious lady. I know she's helped all of our businesses, and Bob is retiring on the 1st of November. So we have all this coming down for us, and some people just like they crawl into a shell, right? And this is a change we're going through right now in Manatech, a big change for us. We also had the loss of Joel. That's a huge, you know, change and shift, whether you like it or not. Some of us are thankful that because he had kind of a challenging relationship with people in the field, but he was a really bright guy. There's no question he was an intelligent guy, so we're going to miss that intellect, you know, around. But in terms of personal relationships, I think that was a big challenge for him. So we see these things happening, but it's not just – know that this whole talk today isn't only about what's happening at Manatech. It really is about you doing some self-examination and saying, how do I deal with change in my life? Because there are people out there that really get stuck. They hate change. They fear change. They crawl into a shell when change happens because they get worried about what the future is going to mean based on the change that happened. Then there are those of us, like Mary Jo, who love change. As much as I love Terry and Bob, I love the idea of change. I think change opens up the door to do something different and create new possibilities and bring new blood in. Maybe that's like, you know, in the 20s and 30s, because I, you know, one of my big issues with Manatech has always been, you know, I started in my 40s. I don't know where you guys joined, how old you were when you joined Manatech, but I started in my 40s. So that was 25 years ago. Now I'm turning 65 in October of this year, and I'm saying, you know what, if we don't euthanize, Y-O-U-T-H, and I know you guys have heard me talk about this because it's one of my favorite conversations these days, if we don't euthanize Manatech, where are we going with this company? I don't want your legacy to be that when you and I and all of us pass away, whether it's, you know, I don't know, Ambertos might keep me alive. I'm not making a representation about the quality in health conditions, but I may not die for it until I'm 120. In fact, that my husband says I'm going to die at 130. He says I have 65 more years. So who knows how long we have, you know, we don't know, but I feel as healthy as I did when I was 18. So that could make a difference in how long I live. But the idea is we don't know how long we have, but I want this to be a legacy. The whole concept of building a network marketing business is you're building an asset that provides passive income. And if you can have something that your kids can inherit and your whoever in your family can inherit it and you're passing on a passive income stream, that's a really cool thing, a really cool thing to pass on. Whether it's $500 a month or $1,000, you know how many people would give their right hand just to have $500 extra a month coming in as passive income? Really. In fact, I read something the other day that the average network marketer is only looking for about $500 extra. They're not looking to make $60,000 a year. Thank goodness, because we would fail everybody in many instances, right? Right, $60,000 a month. I'm sorry, $60,000 a month, which is what the new document shows. But the idea is that we want to help people have that kind of income stream that really supports them, especially, you know, as we look at our current economic times. So you know, there are a lot of changes. Our staff is aging, and as are we. Joel's gone. Chatbots are coming. Everybody knows, and a lot of you are in my class. I know I have about 40 people in my class that I've been training, and Lydia's been training for the last 3-4 months on chatbots. And guess what? We're going to have a new chatbot that goes out on Manapalooza with the new product. Isn't that cool? And we're going to have a group of people testing that out, which includes the class members, my class members, and a few others, and testing it out. So with lead magnets and everything else, we're going to be doing boosting, advertising. It's going to be a blast to have all that happen, and that's going to be all set up by the end of the week. So things are changing, and we need to all grab onto. It's okay. In fact, for me, it's awesome, because when things don't change, I think we stagnate. We get stuck, and the world is changing around us really quickly, so we want to change as well, right? So we're going to have some great trainings and great new things coming down the pike, so let's get excited about it. Realize that even good change can create stress, because some people just change equals stress in their life. So I don't want people stressing out over, you know, stress. That's an intriguing thing. Stress is kind of just a way the body sometimes reacts to change. We go, oh my gosh, what's going to, we come from a little bit of fear. Fear triggers stress in our life. And then we just go, you know what? Apply that new energy found in a positive direction, right? Reaching a new leadership level brings on new obligations, leadership requirements, and that can also lead to stress. So it's not just, you know, changes that we have a hard time grappling with, but even good change can bring around a level of stress. Registering a new rambunctious associate. We know when we get somebody new on fire, we're really excited about it, but there's also a level of stress involved because we go, oh my gosh, I want to be perfect for this person. We all of a sudden have this concept that we need to somehow be perfect. And that's not true, but a lot of us bring that on, or we right away go into this concept of negativity, which is, oh my gosh, I don't want to screw this up. No, never say that. You can't screw up anything. You follow me? That person is choosing to do Manatech because they saw a huge opportunity, and you know, you're not going to screw it up. They're going to pursue it, and you just lead, guide, and direct them. And you can direct them to the right people that can really support them. We have so much support system out there today, and you have Upline that you can work with. So just work with people, get them on the Monday calls. I mean, now we have three of them. They're going to wonder why Monday's so important. I do want to tell everybody, mine is the longest running Monday call, though, right? I mean, I've been doing this for 22 years. I mean, no one else has a 20-plus year running call for Manatech as Mary Jo does. So, but the idea is that Monday is a great time to be on these calls, and we know we have a number of them all on Monday today. So, but they have all these other places where they can get education and grow and keep their mindset. So don't feel all the stress on yourself. But being a leader, is it stressful sometimes? Absolutely. Because we want to make sure we're positioning ourselves as best we can. So there's a little, rather than just shoot from the hip, there's just a little bit more of a hesitation and a think-through process of how can I be my best, right? How can I be my best, right? You try to put out your best foot forward. So, but good change creates it as well as things that we might not look at as the best for us or the company. A concept about dealing with change, and again, it applies to not just what's going on in Manatech, but in your life. Keep up your regular schedule as much as possible. In other words, when change hits you, don't throw everything to the wind. Some people do that. They just go into depression, or they throw stuff to the wind, and they just go, oh my gosh, and they stay in bed for 2 weeks straight, or it's crazy. You just want to keep on keeping on. Yeah, right? You want to make sure you're scheduling time for all the things that need to be done, get very specific, maybe even, you know, be more disciplined around your schedule time so that you make sure you get all the things done that you want. And choose positive. Choose a mindset. That's your mindset is critical. So, and it is really, I think one of the biggest things I teach in my mindset class is that we are not like sand wasps. We don't like die with carrying a piece of food in our mouth. You know, we're at choice, always. We're at choice. So understand you being at choice. And one of the biggest choices we make is choosing to be positive and optimistic and look at the future as bright and super and going to be so awesome for all of us. So, and you can write down some of the positives that have come from this change just from Bob and Terry. I love it because these two people deserve to retire. You get this. Terry's been with the company since day one. I mean, both of these people, I think Bob is older than Terry, but they're both in their 60s, And, you know, they're, you know, 65 plus, and it's time to retire. It's time to go out and live life and enjoy life and spend time with your spouse and your family and your kids and dedicate time. I know Terry wants to go camping, and she loves that. She loves the outdoors. I do, too. I love fishing and outdoor travel. I love all that stuff. And so it's time to go do that. So it's and enjoy again, enjoy time with the spouse. So critical that we allow this to happen, and we celebrate with these people that they're getting a chance to do that. New blood with massive energy will help the field get going. I believe Manatech's going to find new blood that's going to really help us be the best we can be in the field. And it's going to be different, but don't make it be negative. Make it be different with a positive. People that are going to have to learn a few of the ropes, but it'll be positive. It'll be something that we can grow with, and we can get some newness there. New day for Manatech to truly move on as well as a corporation, you know, and taking on some new things. Talk about problems. Number five is talk about problems more than feelings. When you're dealing in change, sometimes we get really stuck in depression or anger or anxiety. Those are all emotional feelings. So I want you to look at yourself and say, am I getting caught up in emotion, or am I, right, talking about a problem? So distinguish the two so that emotions tend to take us on a downward slide, and they tend to control us. When we talk about a problem and remove the emotional attachment to it, now it's a whole different thing. This is a great lesson for you in life as well. I mean, all these things I'm talking about today aren't just about Terry and Bob. They're really about any change in your life, any time in your life. When a problem hits, notice when our emotional involvement gets there, what happens is it drains us, and it sends us on this cliff, down this kind of cliff pattern. If you can distinguish, here's a problem, and you go, wow, how can I solve the problem? And you come from problem-solving mode, which I love to do. It just happens to be my nature, right? Probably being a lawyer by profession, all I dealt with was problems all the time, right? Then I needed solutions. I needed to come up with solutions for my clients. But I can remember doing that when I was younger, before I ever was a lawyer. But the idea is that, you know, you want to guide yourself in that direction, because it's that emotional involvement that will rob you of joy and will take you down a path that I don't know when you're going to come back from. So, you know, stick with the positives. Talk about the problems more than the feelings. Focus on what we need to do with our own businesses. And trust me, there's a lot of good stuff coming along. And I came up with this over the last 4 or 5 days. I was thinking about, how do I best honor Terry and Bob? One of the most important things that Terry and Bob would want us to do, one of the most important, unquestionably, if you've ever worked with Terry or ever worked with Bob, all they did was encourage us to be the best. Encouraged us to grow our businesses, encouraged us to rank up. So I was out in San Diego, and I had this brainstorm idea, so I contacted Lydia, and I said, Lydia, let's do a massive, like, rank up program in the month of October. Today's September 30th, so we get through the month of September, close out our month, and wherever you are at the end of this month, by the end of today, or if you put some more in tomorrow, I want you to think about, I am all in for Terry and Bob. We're going to put some flyers together. We're going to have weekly calls. We're going to have encouragement notes on a weekly basis. If you want to participate with us in this Rank Up program, it's called Rank Up October. Rank Up October, and it's 100% dedicated to Terry and Bob. And at the end of the month, we're going to send them this huge, you know, write up from all the people that ranked up or joined the program to just be a celebration of them. And this is the energy and effort. We wanted to show ourselves stepping up instead of stepping down. And because it's just a choice we make. If you want to be a part of us, all you need to do is text rank up to 26786. And it's in the outline today. And I'm telling you over the phone, rank up, one word, to 26786. Corporate has no clue what we're doing. I haven't shared this with anyone at corporate headquarters. So know that, you know, this is all associate driven. It's our special way of thanking Bob and Terry. And there's nothing more they'd want us to do than to be successful. So join me in this. Lydia and I are all in on it. We're going to, again, we're putting together materials today and tomorrow, the rest of this week. We're also, you know, going to be getting out like weekly check-ins with people who are in the Rank Up program. I'm doing this cross line, and I have no problem with the idea that there's not a presidential in the world that's going to worry about their cross line working with Mary Jo on honoring Terry and Bob in this way. In fact, I would even suggest you get a hold of your upline presidential, get hold of your downline, take this concept and get it out there and, you know, get it through to all the people you work with in your organization. Ask them to join, because if you can get three or four people in your organization to choose to be on board, honor Terry and Bob by ranking up in October, you know what? Your business is going to skyrocket, skyrocket. No easier way to rank up than getting three or four other people in your organization, even one. Right? You know, if there's just one out there, to get them to rank up, guess what happens to you? It just takes a lot of the load off of you. And doing it together is always more fun. So let's if you're interested in doing that, please text rank up to 26786. We'll collect your text, your phone information there. We're going to put you in a group of people, and we're going to explode this thing in the month of October. We want to make a difference for Terry and Bob, and then we're going to present them with an honoring acknowledgement on November 1st, which will be the day that Bob retires from Manatech. So it fits both Terry and Bob. Got it? Everybody good on that? Good to go? Okay, number six, focus on your values instead of your fears. Again, really critical. We will be doing this all throughout the month of October. I pray you do it all the rest of your life. Whenever you feel a fear coming on, focus on your values. Focus on your value. What is it I value about my Manatech business? I value health. I mean, I was just speaking on stage in San Diego twice last week, and I'm going to tell you people, you know, when I tell somebody I'm turning 65 next month, they go, no way. I mean, no way. I mean, one guy thought I was in my 40s, and I was like, oh, I mean, I started giggling. I thought it was so funny. But the reality is I still have that same blood pressure I had when I was 18 years old. My blood pressure is 92 over 58. I run circles around my grandkids. I don't have an ache or pain in my body. I mean, no joint pain, no anything, you know. I work out in the mornings. I work in my gardens. I enjoy life no differently than I did in my 20s and 30s. I feel the same amount of energy level. I sleep my solid 6.5 hours at night, wake, you know, sleep right through. I'd never wake up in the night. So I love that. So health is really a part of our passion. It's a part of the reason we're involved in Manatech. We love these products. We love what they do to our bodies. Passive income. I love passive income. Now, a lot of people are talking passive income today, and a lot of people are out there promoting all different kinds of plans because the gig economy doesn't give you passive income. The gig economy, for the most part, I should say there are aspects of it because we're in the gig economy, but most of it, the popular ones, the Uber drivers, these are just gigs, but it takes your time to create money, right? When you build an asset, a Manatech asset, that check comes every month, right? Everybody agree. My check comes every month. Every month. If I'm gone in the mission field for 4 weeks, guess what? I still get paid from Manatech. So the idea of creating passive income streams is huge in our world. I value that. I value contribution. I mean, I do contribution in 101 ways, like many of you do as well. But just being part of Manatech, you're helping feed children dying of malnutrition. You're also helping others build passive income. You're also giving people, others, the opportunity for lifetime financial security. And you're also helping people build an incredible positive influence in other people in terms of building their future, their financial future. They have confidence in tomorrow through Manatech. So this is big. You can put that statement anywhere in your office. That's our statement. We're going to be using that throughout the month of October and hopefully the rest of your life, right? Another thing, I have no fears. See, people get stuck in fears, right? They get stuck in the fears. And when you get stuck in fears, you get stuck forever. Fear, you know, a lot of people talk about fear being false, expectations appearing real. I'm not sure that always suits, because if a big bear came running at me, I have fear and it's not a false expectation, right? It's very real to me when a bear comes running after me. But for many of us, we conceptualize them. They're just in our head. So we want to say, fear not, all right? And I know a lot of you involved in Manatech, we have a Christian-based company. That doesn't mean you have to be a Christian to belong by any stretch of the imagination. In fact, I open my arms up to everybody of whatever faith or lack of faith here is, right? I love all people, right? And so the concept here is don't fear. Don't have fear. You can go into fear about Terry being gone or Bob being gone and blah, 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 what's going to happen, blah, blah, blah. What a bunch of, you know, self-chosen limiting beliefs. I choose to look at it as a huge opportunity, but I first want to truly honor them the best way I can. And that is by showing them they're going to go out with a big bang because we're going to make this happen for them. We're doing it, obviously it'll help all of us, but we're going to honor them by doing this. Because as I thought over the last week, what would be the best way to honor these two people as they exited would just go out there and clobber this business in 31 days, make a difference that way. So we feel the fear and do it anyway. Fear has no grip over me, fear not. Use all those phrases, post them around. If fear is something entering your head, don't allow fear to have any impact on you because it only does one thing. It steals from you. It robs in the night. It's the thief in the night is what fear is. Okay? And for those of you who are Christian-based, we know what the Bible says. Fear not, right? Amen. Amen. So, and then I found this quote, too, that I kind of like from James Burns. He said, too many people are thinking of security, instead of thinking of opportunity. Shift your thought. Focus on opportunity. They seem to be more afraid of living than dying. Wow. Why are we afraid of living? Let's be joyful in living. I love every day. I love waking up. I think about the 100 things I have on my agenda. Some of you would go into fear and anxiety. How am I going to get them done? Mary Jo goes into, I can't wait to see how much I get done today. Because I know I'm not going to get it all done. But you know what? I can't wait to tackle it. There's a lot on that platter. Oh, unquestionably. But I can't wait to jump in and tackle it all. And then the last two I want to talk about, you know, is one, accepting the past, but fight for the future. And we're never free from change. Will change always happen in our life? Absolutely. But we are always free, always, on how we respond to it. And I'd like to champion something with you. I want to share with you a great story, and many of you have heard it before. So if you have, obviously, and many of you have read books about it, because it's one of those stories that really are so absolutely mind-blowing, how people can grapple with the worst of all circumstances in terms of change and still come out the other side. And really it's about choice. It's choosing your mental state through it all, no matter what happens. And it has to do with Viktor Frankl, right? Viktor Frankl, what? He spent 3 horrific years in Nazi death camps. I mean, he went through a concept of hell we don't even acknowledge here on Earth, beyond our wildest, right? And when he came out of that Nazi death camp, he had discovered that his mother, his brother, his wife, and his unborn child were all gone. They were all dead. Everything in his life had changed. All that he had loved was lost. But as fall became winter, and winter gave way to spring, Frankl began to discover that even though he could never go back to the life he once had, he was still free to choose. He was free to make new friends. He was free to find new love. He was free to become a father again. He was free to work with new patients, enjoy music, and read books. He referred to his hope in the face of despair, tragic optimism. Frankl's story is clearly not our story. We're losing Terry and Bob, who are awesome people, and they're going to have an awesome life. Post-Manatech. But Frankl's story is a really extreme example, right? But more reason, all the more reason, why if he can, in his extreme example of life, which was tragic beyond what we could even imagine, more reason why we should find inspiration from it. If we fixate on the limitations of this change, we inevitably will succumb to worry, bitterness, despair, crazy stuff. And then it's truly, we not only lose Terry and Bob, but we lose our business, our growth, things happening around us. And that makes no sense. Instead, we should choose to accept the fact that change happens. And we are a choice. We have the freedom to decide what to do next. And I choose, as I pray all of you will, to honor them in an incredible way and to grow this business like never before, because it truly is a tremendous opportunity. Finally, don't expect stability. When you react to change, you don't want to look at it and say, well, now it's expect stability. And if we expect stability, when any change comes, we're going to always be negative, right? Because we've built an expectation of stability. I thrive on change because I see every step of the way in my life, changing jobs, changing opportunities, moving to a new state, doing this, you know, bringing in kids, bringing in my niece and nephew, you know, to raise them, all these. I have massive changes in my life, and I love, thrived in each and every one of them because I think it provides new endless opportunities. Every change does. So we don't want to be there, you know, we don't want to be in a victim to changes. We want to be an adaptive leader. So I choose, write that down. I choose to be an adaptive leader. Just write that down for yourself. I choose to be an adaptive leader because it truly is a choice. And there's a story out there. I'm going to tell you about it. In the late 1970s, a researcher from the University of Chicago named Salvatore Maddy, he began studying employees at Illinois Bell. Soon after, the phone industry was deregulated and the company had to undergo a lot of changes, right? Some managers had trouble coping, others thrived. What was it that separated those who thrived and those who got stuck in troubled by coping? You know, they just couldn't quite kick in that cope mechanism, so they were troubled. The adaptive leaders, remember, what did you just write down on your piece of paper? I am an adaptive leader. They choose to view all changes, whether wanted or unwanted, as an expected part of the human experience, rather than a tragic anomaly that victimizes unlucky people. Instead of feeling personally attacked by ignorant leaders, evil lawmakers, or an unfair universe, they remained engaged in their work and spotted opportunities to fix long-standing problems with customer service and to tweak antiquated pricing structures. In contrast, Maddy found that the struggling leaders were consumed by thoughts of, you ready, the good old days. Some of you are still stuck pre-Texas AG in the good old days. Let it go. Let it go. These people spent their energy trying to figure out why their luck had suddenly turned sour. We're the luckiest we could ever be. We have an incredible future. See, what they were doing is they were trying to bounce back to a time and a place that no longer existed. So, live a life. Don't expect stability ever. Fight for it. I mean, I look at stability for my kids and my family and all these kind of things, but I have no expectation. All I know is that change can bring unbelievable upside in life. We just need to take it on and say, okay, here's a change. What can we do to really honor this? And that's why I'm offering up to all of you to join me in this one-month program by texting RANK UP to 26786. Join me in fighting to create the greatest results we can in our organization in the month of October so we can truly honor Terry and Bob. And what a blessing it is that we get to kick it off with a brand new product. So think about just the new volume you can generate with a brand new product as well, right? So again, if you guys are in, let's choose it. I'd love to have you party to this. I'm going to be doing some more broadcasts on it today. We'll be shooting out some paperwork on it. It's called Text Rank Up to 26786. And let's honor Terry and Bob and just, usher them out of their Manatech experience by showing them how much we love. And this is for them. Okay, everybody, good? Any questions, comments before I leave? You guys enjoy the call? Boy, a quiet group.
Mary Jo?
Yes?
Thank you for the call. It's always great. So much great information. I just appreciate all the love you just pour out on all of us.
Well, I do love all you guys more than you can imagine, right? Amen to that. Yeah. Thanks, Martha.
Mary Jo, thank you so much. I tell you, talking your Wisconsin language, you are so foxy talking about what we're going to do for Terry and Bob.
Isn't it great?
And,
I mean, I'm just so excited about it. I think it's like, my gosh, they would be exhilarant.
Yes,
what a blessing. Yeah, thanks, Dal. Absolutely. We're going to go and hit this ball out of the park. Boom, going after it.
Yes,
thanks. Join us. Okay, don't forget to text and pass it on to your organizations, everybody, anyone else who wants to join us and rank up in October. This is for Terry and Bob. And some people might be brand new associates going, well, who are Terry and Bob? And go, trust me, they've been with us for almost 25 years in Manatech, and we want to honor them because they're retiring, and we don't want to be depressed and go negative on change. We're going to, be exuberant, right? Amen. Okay, everyone, love you guys. Let me hear from you and get on our messaging, get as many people as you can in your organization so we can help support them as well. We'll be doing weekly calls for sure and ideas and suggestions and just, I may even throw myself out there to help people do three-way calls or do a couple of Zoom webinars to really help people understand Manatech in a new way, and that would be exciting as well. And use your new documents, I'll see when they're going to be put in the library because I think the compensation plan is really easily understood in a very simple 6-page document that just tells them step by step. Don't do it any other way. Okay. All right, everybody. Love you guys. Have a great week. Let's make it happen. And don't forget, today's the last day of business period. Some of you are going to go, well, Mary Jo, if I'm going to rank up for October, I'm not going to spend $1,000 this month to rank up this month because then I can do it next month. No, no, I want you to rank up both, okay? I mean, if you're that close, definitely hit your rank for this month and let's go after it because I know you can. Yes, I can. Write that down. Yes, I can, and put it right on your computer, the face of your computer, in your room, on your bathroom mirror. Yes, you can. Okay, everybody. Love you guys. Have a great week.
Yep.
Talk soon. Bye.
Thank you.
You bet.